It's a schuss and an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, the Parshas in Eretz Yisrael in America, it's Parshas Naso, in Eretz Yisrael it's Parshas Baaloscha. But we're going to focus primarily on Parshas Naso, and we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah starts off in Parshas Naso, Perek Dalet, Pasuk of Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Naso es Rosh B'nei Gershon, Gam Heim Lebeis Avosam Lemishpachosam. Hashem speaks to Moshe and he says, go take accounting of the son of Gershon. The great Shemin Atov quotes a Medrash, a very fascinating Medrash. The Shemin Atov says that the Medrash says that Klal Yisrael, we started with Bamidbar, we started, as we spoke about in Parshas Bamidbar, we spoke about the flags and the unity of Klal Yisrael, each one representing differences but coming together. And we start with the Klal, we start with the Tzibor, and we start counting, and then we get to Bnei Levi, to Gershon Kahas and Bnei Merari. And then the Medrash says, then we get to the Kohanim, and then we get Achron Chaviv, we get to the Nazir. And the first question is, why is that so? Why is a Nazir, what is so unique about a Nazir? Furthermore, we know the Gemara tells us in Tainis and Daf Yid Aleph, Amachlokas Amoraim, is a Nazir Kaddish or not? Are you allowed to be a Nazir? One opinion holds that being a Nazir is great, as the Pasuk says, Kadosh, but another opinion holds that it's a Chote, that it's a sinner to be a Nazir. So strange. What is a Nazir? Is it allowed or is it not? And furthermore, it even goes into the Rishonim, a famous Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban right here in Parshas Naso says that a Nazir is a great thing. And why does a Nazir bring a Karban Chatos? For stopping to be a Nazir. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos that it's not good to be a Nazir. So question one is, what is so unique about a Nazir? And why is there a major Machlokes, Amoraim, Rishonim, of what a Nazir is? Furthermore, in Parshas Naso, we read about a sota, and we learn about all the different halachas of a sota. And Rashi brings down from the Gemara and Sota on Daf Beis. Rashi always, the Gemara and Rashi taking down from Chazal, always try to figure out why does one thing come after another. And we know right after the sota is the Nazir. And Rashi says, why is that? Lama nismacha parshas nazir le parshas sota. The Gemara in Sota on Daf Beis Amud Aleph says, according to the Gemara, Lomar lecha shekol haroa sota bekalkulo yazir atzmo min hayayin. Whoever sees a sota in her state of disgrace will stay away from wine. Why is that so? Maybe it should be other people that hear about a sota. Why is the connection between Sota and Nazir that whoever sees that Sota sees that woman that's not faithful to her husband and then she has to drink and see if she's a Sota or not, that person will become a Nazir and will stay away from wine. It should be someone that has no connection, that has no connection to the wine. So someone that has no connection to the whole thing. He hears about the Sota. Why specifically someone that sees it? Wouldn't you think someone that maybe didn't see it, he's not going to be affected as much. Someone that sees it, he's affected. So what's that Chazal say? Then the Torah goes on a little further. And we have, very special to me, Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim. Baruch Hashem, I'm Zeichet, to be a Kohen. Thank you to my father and to his father. We didn't sin in Chayta Egel, Baruch Hashem. But schus to be a Kohen, give brachas, Eretz Yisrael, give brachas every day. And it says like this, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Perek Vav Pasuk Chavis Daber El Aaron Bi Abanav Leimor Ko Sivarchu Espenei Yisrael Amor Lahem Yivarechucho Hashem Yishmerecha. May Hashem bless you and guard you. Ya'er Hashem Ponav Eilecha Vichunecha. May Hashem illuminate His countenance toward you and give you chen, grace. Yisrael Hashem Ponav Eilecha V'yaseim Lecha Shalom. May Hashem lift up His countenance to you and give peace. Now, in the Shemoneh Esrei, it's very unique because we say that it's a bracha hamishuleshes. It's a three-pronged bracha. However, if you look closely, it's not really three. It's Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Hashem bless me and guard you. That seems like two. All of them. It seems like in every pasuk there's three psukim, and every pasuk there's two. So why are we saying that it's three brachas? It's really six. And you know, duchening is very special. When we were in quarantine, so now in Eretz Yisrael we have the shuls, in America it's starting a little. Everyone, the shuls are trying to figure it out. And it worked in stages in Eretz Yisrael, and that's what's going on in America, is that first there were no minyanim, and then they started the porch minyanim, everyone in their own house. And every single day, I was the only kohen for my block. And every day, I would do berachas kohanim, and then my little son, little Chaim, would come out, and right at the end of every bracha, he would duchen with me. It reminds me when I was a little boy, so when I was davening with my father, I would be in shul, in OE, whenever Kamenetsky was there, Rabbi. And I would be very loud, and I'd scream. You know, I wasn't even bar mitzvah. My father had to step on my feet. Whatever. It was, and every single time I said the bracha, it was great. Every single time I said the bracha, my little Chaim would, like, repeat after me. And one time, he says, ha! Oh, and I start cracking up. It was, yeah, interesting. Why am I talking about this? Because Kohanim. You know, it's a good story. But it's a big question here. How come we refer to Berachas Kohanim as a three-thing bracha? It's really six. And furthermore, I once had a very interesting conversation with Chaim Kanievsky. Sometimes either I start Shemoneh Esrei late, or whatever the reason is, sometimes I wasn't so particular about making Berachas Kohanim. I got a psak from an Adam Gadol in America, and he told me that if I start Shemoneh Esrei later, or my Shemoneh Esrei takes longer, it's okay, you don't have to make Berachas Kohanim. But I went to Rav Chaim around 7 years ago, and I asked Rav Chaim, should I try to go through my Shemoneh Esrei faster so I do Berachas Kohanim? And Rav Chaim said I should. And I'll tell you what I think pshat is, what's pshat with that. And lastly, just quickly, again, a lot of questions we'll review in a second. A lot of you say this, but we're going to try to put it all together, is that in the Haftorah, we don't do enough Haftorahs with the Navi. We got to learn more Navi. So the story of, in the Navi, we read in Parshas Naso, we read about Shoftim. Say for Shoftim, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Beis Techav Hei, we read about the story of Manoach and Eshes Manoach, that they weren't, Eshes Manoach wasn't able to have a child, and then the angel comes and says, if you're going to have a child, you're going to have to make it a Nazir, and then Manoach says, what's going on, I want to see that angel, and then Manoach asks details, asks Rav Schwab on the Parsha, what's this whole give and take? Manoach knows what a Nazir is, and he says, what's the halachas? What's it all about? So, what's this whole story of Manoach and Eshes Manoach having Shimshon? Why did the angel have to repeat himself twice? Okay, so let's just review a lot of information. Again, there's a lot of Torah. Baruch Hashem, we all put it together. Each one could be its own separate Devar Torah. But again, we try to put it all together. All these different ideas, all these parshas are so jam-packed. And let's just review again. The first questions were, the Medrash says that Nazir is the greatest going in order leading up to the counting of all Klal Yisrael, and then you have the Nazir, but there's a Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Amurayim, is a Nazir great or is he not? Question one, what's that all about? Question two, is a Sota, after one sees a Sota, then the wannabe a Nazir? Why is a Dafka person that sees it? Maybe someone that doesn't see it. What's it all about, the seeing? Question three, Berachas Kohanim. We say Mishaleshes, it's three a three-thing bracha, but really it's six. It's really six. What's that all about? Why did Reb Chaim Kanievsky tell me that I should make sure to do Berachas Kohanim every day? And what is the story of Manoach and Eishes Manoach and the great Shimshon that what became a Nazir? What's the give and take between them all? So let's go slow and let's try to build the Yisod. Let's try to figure it out. Ibn Ezra says that a Nazir comes from the word Nazir. And we all know that a Nazir is a crown. A Nazir is to glorify Hashem. We want to have the crown of the Ribbono Shel. So a Nazir is coming from a good place. But what's it all about? Now, we know that when one is a Kohen, and the Kohanim are great, I'm a little negative about it because I'm a Kohen. However, the Kohanic destiny is a Yerusha. It's going from generation to generation to generation, and you don't really need to do anything for it. However, a Nazir, it's not coming from generation. A person accepts the Naziris upon himself, and it's hard work, and it's building himself, and it's making himself Kaddish to Hashem. That's what a Nazir is. Says the Avdei Nezer, says the Shemin HaTov, that the reason why is because a Nazir is a person that shows L'Shem Hashem. Rashi says that a Nazir is L'Shem Hashem, for the sake of God. He's doing it for Hashem, not for himself. He's doing it for Hashem. He's abstaining from wine. He's not going to be involved in any tumah because he's doing it for Hashem. So then, therefore, what's the machlokas? So isn't it a great thing? Isn't a Nazir a great thing? So the Ramban, again, believes that a Nazir is a great thing, Kaddish LaHashem. However, the Rambam believes that it's not. And the question is, why not? So the Rambam believes in Hilchos Deos, famous opinion, which we all might know, is that the Rambam believes that there's something called the Shvil HaZav. The Shvil HaZav means is that I don't want to do anything extreme. I always want to go middle path. I always want to stay. Not too much of that, not too much of that. However, the idea, according to the Rambam, is to merge everything together. Be straight and put it all together. However, says the Rambam, the only thing that a person should go with extreme with is gaiva and kas. He should, and maybe they're interrelated with each other, that a person is so, he thinks he's so arrogant, he thinks he's so great, or kas, he gets so angry. Again, you can have a whole separate shiur what just that means, but again, the basic idea is because he thinks he's in charge. When a person gets angry, it's because he doesn't, things are not going his way. So you have to get out of that. So the Rambam holds that we always want the Shvil HaZav. We always want the middle path. So there are just two different modes to get to the Avodas Hashem. Maybe it's not such a major machlokas, but it's two different modes. The Ramban believes that you need to go full length. You need to abstain. You need to stay away. That's what Kedusha is. So if a person is going to be a Nazir and he's going to stay away from wine and he's going to stay away from so many things, that's going to bring Kedusha. And we all know sometimes by abstaining from things, it helps. I just had it. Went to the freezer. And a nice big bag of chocolate chips. And thank God the bag was closed. Because the minute that it was open a little, you know, you go in the middle of the night, you start taking a little chocolate chips, a little, you put it on your hand, and you start taking a little more, and a little more, and a little more, and then the bag's done. But I didn't take it. I told my daughter, don't open it. If you open it, I'm going to eat the whole thing. So there is some idea of abstaining. But again, the Rambam would say, no, you need to show self-control. Don't go so extreme. Very interesting, Rav Zilberstein, in his beautiful svarim, he has a lot of interesting svarim. And Rav Zilberstein, one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, he wants to know, I'm not going to give you the answer. If you want to discuss it, we can discuss it on email, right? Yisroelbloom1@gmail.com. halacha. I was talking over with Uncle G. Maybe make a couple halacha lemaisa. Let's say a person decides that he has a problem with he has a problem drinking. Chas v'shalom. And he says, you know what? I'm gonna become a nazir. I'm going to become that nazir, and I'm gonna stay away. We all know that a lot of times when you get religion involved, it helps you. For example, someone, he's a chain smoker. All of a sudden, Shabbos comes, he can't smoke. It's religion. I want a great story. You know, I said this story last year. That one time there was a guy waiting online, and there was an African-American woman that was standing in front of him, and she was with her child. And the kid's like, I want this. And what the mothers say, it's kosher. So afterwards, the guy like, what do you mean? You're telling me this lady's Jewish? So he went over to her and said, I just have a crazy question for you. You're Jewish? So she's like, no. I see all you Jews that your kids are asking for different things, and then you just tell them that it's not kosher, and they stop asking. So I started doing that with my kid. He doesn't even know what kosher is or not kosher, and he doesn't ask me. It's awesome. Because when you bring religion into it, so ask Rav Zilberstein, let's say a person has a problem with drinking, can he make a Naziris? Interesting. Okay, we're not going to talk about it. But again, this is the Yesod. The Ramban believes that Kedusha could be that you just abstain. And that's Kedusha. But the Rambam holds that no, you always need middle ground. And we live in a normal world. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash nowadays. We have to daven for it and we need it. But again, you shouldn't really become a Nazir because we can't bring the Karbonis. Maybe I'm just giving you the answer to the Kasha a little, but you have to know. But we need to realize that we have a lot of things in life and we have to make a balance of them. That's what it's all about. Making balances. Again, staying away from total bad. Of course, no one will disagree with that. But making balances. Shvil Hazav, like the Rambam. What's this idea? Sota? If a person sees a sota, so therefore he should abstain from wine? What about someone that didn't see the sota? So last week we spoke about Shruas. And last week we quoted the Gemara in Shabbos that Daf Yomi recently did a couple days ago. The Gemara is of Naseh v'Nishma. And we said, just to review, Tosfos asked a question on the top of the page. Where say Kafaleim Harkagigas, Klal Yisrael had to take the Torah. And if you don't take it, I'm gonna destroy you. But we know that the Torah tells us Parsha Mishpatim Naseh V'Nishma. So which one is it? So I was speaking this over with my father-in-law, Rabbi Alan Schwartz, before Yontif, and he told me a beautiful idea. I think we mentioned this a little, but just to flesh it out. Is that when Klal Yisrael was saying Naseh V'Nishma, that was a very high level. They wanted to get close to Hashem. They wanted it. But it was more out of inspiration. It was more out of, wow, I'm ready. I had Nisim Gluyim. I just came out of Mitzrayim. I just had the Eser Makos. I had a Kriyas Yamsuf. It was inspiration. However, the inspiration sometimes dies down. And sometimes there is no more inspiration. So how does a person, you know, we have it all the time. We're inspired. And then we're not inspired anymore. So how does a person keep it up? Kof aleim har kigigas. Doing it. Action. Actions speak louder than words. Again, thoughts are important. Of course, we have to have good thoughts, and Hashem knows our thoughts. But it's not just about the thoughts. It's the action. So then why is this? A person sees a sota. So now, if wow, this is crazy. A woman, she's a sota. So he takes the machshava, he takes his thoughts, and now he puts it lamaisa into a becoming a nazir. Because it's not just about the thoughts, it's about doing lamaisa. Because we're in this world to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're in this world to bring Kedusha into our lives. Mrs. Michal Horowitz just gave a shiur in for my grandmother, Liba Bas, Moshe Elezer Halevi. She gave a shloshim shiur. And she said something beautiful. She quoted Rav Penner. And she said that we refer to as Nifteres, or someone was Nifter. Why the word Nifter? Because they're patur. They're exempt from the mitzvot. But we're not exempt. We're in this world. We're in this world to accomplish. We're in this world to bring Kedusha. We're in this world to take action. And that's what it's all about. So now we come to Berachas Kohanim. Berachas Kohanim. Such an important bracha. So important. Every day, I'm able to be zeicher. They tried. The Beis Yosef tried putting it in America. We have it on Yom Tov still, Baruch Hashem. So what is this idea of Bercha, of what is this idea of Duchening? What's this idea of Berachas Kohanim? Is it three brachas? Is it six brachas? What's it all about? And why was it so integral that Rav Chaim told me that I need to do it every day? So if you look at the brachas, I think we could take the theme that we just developed before and try to put that in and add another knich. It says, Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha. So Rashi brings down, what's Yivarechacha? Sheyisparchu nichasecha. That your possessions should be blessed. V'yishmerecha. Says Rashi, Shelo yavo alecha shodidim. L'toma monecha. That no one should take it. Perhaps we could say that the first bracha is a Yivarechacha, is the idea, Rashi is telling us, is the idea in wealth. But then you need to know what to do with it. You need to know your purpose of it. V'yishmerecha. V'yishmerecha is not an added bracha. It's not six brachas. It's, I have the wealth. Now what do I do with this wealth? How do I channel it? Do I just waste my money? Or do I use it for good causes? To live healthfully? To use it? To give staka? Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha. It's about taking your money and putting it, using it well. And then the next bracha, Ya'er Hashem panav eilecha v'yechunecha. The idea says, Targum Yonasan, Ya'er Hashem panav eilecha. May Hashem illuminate His countenance towards you. Says the Targum Yonasan, it's talking about the Torah, the Birkas HaTorah. That when we learn Hashem's Torah and we're involved in spiritual matters, V'yechunecha, will you find favor? Will you find favor in the eyes of the Ribbono Shalom? Will you find favor with other people? Will it just be your Torah, or will you go and affect others? Will you use it in the right way? As we were saying in the Rambam, the Shvil Hazov, that Hashem gives us something. And now, how are you going to use it? How are you going to have that middle approach? How are you going to bring it into your life in a real way? And then the end, Yisoh Hashem ponov eilecho v'yaseim lecho shalom. May Hashem lift His countenance. May Hashem and have peace, shalom. In almost all of our brachas, we always end with shalom. Always. At the end of Shemona Esrei, we end with shalom. At the end of Kaddish, we end with shalom. What's it all about? Why are we always ending with shalom? Because shalom is the most important thing. If you don't have shalom, you have nothing. The Mishnah tells us in Uksin, Paragimel Yudbeis, that in the whole world, the most important thing is peace, is shalom. Because you could have all the money in the world, and you could even have all the Torah in the world. But if you don't bring it in harmony, shalom in harmony. So we could say in two different levels. On one level, taking the physical and the spiritual and bringing Kedusha into both, obviously. Don't just learn the Torah for yourself and don't just use it for bad reasons to try to be that smart guy. But you learn the Torah to connect to Hashem. And you take your wealth and you bring Kedusha into it. Harmony. Gashmias and Ruchnias all together. As we quoted last week, the Gemara tells us in Pesachim Samaches, Rav Yosef, that even though Kabbalah Satorah, still we need Lachem, still we need a Suda because you have the Torah. With the physical, and you bring it all together, harmony. But it's also another level, the harmony of Klal Yisrael as a unit, Klal Yisrael together as one. The great Kli Yakar, the Kli Yakar tells us in Bamidbar, he says that the whole idea is just like we find that the Kruvim would take their hands and they extend it out for the tzibur, the kruvim, and for Hashem. So too, when a Kohen, and he lifts up his hands and he extends it to the tzibur, it's because he's giving bracha to the tzibur. But there needs to be be'ahava. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you don't have love, both the person receiving the bracha and the Kohen, then it's not going to be a good bracha. There needs to be love. As we find all over the Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah and the Chavtes, where Moshe Rabbeinu lifts up his hands, ask the Mishnah, when they're fighting against Amalek, when Moshe Rabbeinu lifts up his hands, that's why they won? No, because they were able to channel themselves to Hashem. And it's the same idea, says the Kli Yakar in Bamidbar, Perachafei Pasuk Yitzayim, that we have this duality that Hashem gives us, and the Kohanim also go for the nation, for all Klal Yisrael, and the nation goes to back to the Kohanim for the bracha. But it's shalom. It's peace. Because if you don't got peace, you got nothing. There needs to be peace. And that maybe, says Rav Schwab, was the whole idea between Manoach and Eishes Manoach. That they got into, the Medrash says they got into an argument. And he was saying, we can't have a baby because of you. And she was saying, we can't have a baby because of you. When the Malach came, and the Malach said that your son is going to be a Nazir. And he came to Manoach twice. Why do you have to go into detail? Look at the Pesukim there in Choftim. Why do you have to go into detail? Just say you have to be a Nazir. Because Manoach had to teach it over to his child. And he needed to become, says Rav Schwab, he needed to become a Nazir. In order to give over peace, we need to become peaceful people. We need to work on ourselves. We need greatness. To be a mechanech, you need to build yourself. This avodas Hashem, that we're here in this world to reach out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to channel it, the Shvil Hazav, to take whatever we have and we could bring Kedusha into it. We could do mundane acts and bring Kedusha into it. We could have a nice meal and we could just make it a Kaddish meal by saying a bracha, thinking 20 seconds before the bracha, which is very hard. No one should downplay it. It's not easy. But we have the ability to bring Kedusha into our lives. And that's why I think Rav Chaim was telling me, do Berachas Kohanim, even if you're going to have to say your own Shmoneh Esrei. So one pshat is, he might have told me, because there's a Rav Chaim Salvechik says, that even though the Rambam holds that maybe tefillah is only derabbanan, but when you do it, maybe you're Makayah, maybe you fulfill the idea of standing before Hashem. So therefore, Berachas Kohanim is definitely Doraisa. So you put the Doraisa, you got to do the Doraisa. But I think it might have been a little deeper. Because Shalom is the Iker. Shalom is the peace and harmony of taking Gashmias and Ruchnias and putting it together. That's Shalom in one's personal Avoda. But Shalom is also all of Klal Yisrael having Shalom within each other, within families, within all of Klal Yisrael. We just had a Shavuos, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, having Shirim online, Zoom, different masses of people, different types of people, all coming together. That's what we're all about Shalom. So it's not six brachas, it's three. But the end of the brachas are showing how to keep it, how to make it Kayam. And how to guard it and how to watch it. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. The bracha is, take my money, but use it in a good way. But the end of the day, the last bracha, is shalom. Because the more we show shalom with amongst ourselves, the greater Hashem is having so much more hanah. Because we're all one unit. They tell a famous story, we'll end with this story. They tell a story, the great Napoleon, that he was having an invasion in 1812. And the great Napoleon was having an invasion of Russia, and he went to go get Eitzah from the great Rav Chaim Volozhin. Great Rav Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim. And he asked him for Eitzah. And he said, am I going to win this? Am I going to win? What's going to be? And Rav Chaim Voloshin turned to him and he said, I'll tell you the following story. It's always about the story. There was a king, and he had horses, and he went, and his horses got stuck, the best horses from all over, Italy and Egypt, all over, and his horses got stuck in the mud. He tried getting them out, and they wouldn't go out. Another man came, he had an old wagon, old horses, and he got stuck in the same mud. The king's like, look at him, like, if I can't get out of this, you're not getting out of it. The man came, hit his horses, and both the horses pushed out the wagon. So the king went over to that man and said, I don't get it. I have the strongest horses. How come your horses were able to get out of mine or not? So he said, your horses are the best horses. The man said to the king, your horses are the best horses, but they all come from different places. They don't know each other. They're not working together. My horses are brothers. When you work together as brothers, you could do anything. Said Rav Chaim Voloshin, you might have the Allied powers, but you're fighting against Russia. The Russians, they're all brothers. You're not going to win. Kahava. We're all brothers. We all have shalom. So again, we developed that a Nazir. A Nazir is a Nazir, as Ibn Ezra says. It's Kaddish, because we're trying to channel everything to Hashem. The Ramban goes extreme and says that it's total Kaddish to Hashem. The Rambam says, L'shitaso, that we need to have Shvil Hazav. Don't go so extreme. So it's approach. Again, the Nazir is Kaddosh. Kaddosh to Hashem. When a person sees a Sota, why should he take the Nazirus? Because thoughts are good. But you take the inspiration and you do Maisa. A person has a great Shvuis. A person hears a great Shir. Whatever the inspiration is. A person loses a loved one and he gets inspiration from that and he says, I'm only in this world for a limited time, what more can I do? And he doesn't just think it, he puts it into action. However he does it, working on his relationships, working on his Avodas Hashem, with his Torah, with his mitzvahs, with his tefillah, that's taking inspiration and making it real. And as the Malach was telling Manoach, he was saying, listen, You yourself have to become a Nazir for your son Shimshon. Because if you want to teach him, if you want the greatest chinuch, you yourself got to do it. And then we ended off saying that Birchas Kohanim is so important because of Shalom. As Rameyer says, that a woman went to a shir. She came back very late. And the husband said, where were you? She said, I went to a shir. Of Ramey, Medrash says. He said, oh, you're out of my house unless he spits in your eye, unless you spit in his eye 7 times. The Malach came to Ramey and told him the whole mice. So the woman came back to Shul so embarrassed, not sure what to do. And Ramey turned to this lady, and he knew the story from the Malach, says the Medrash, and said, I have an eye infection. So she said, what do you want me to do? She said, spit in my eye. So she spat in his eye. The Talmidim came after and said, Rebbe, degrading, letting him, he said, no. If the Rabbona Shom is going to let his name be erased for a Sota, I'll let this woman spit in my eye. Because all the Rabbona Shom wants is Shalom. All he wants is harmony. Harmony in our own personal lives. Harmony in a Gashmias and a Ruchnias level coming together. And harmony all amongst Klal Yisrael. Let us grow together. Let's have amazing Shabbos. And let us keep on growing in this week's Parsha, Parshas Noso. Have a great Shabbos.